Ah.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, SALLAN.com. That is S like in surfer, S like in sunny. You can also tweet me at at Bruce Salin. That's what a tweet is. Our next segment is normally teen rap, and that is normally with Pastor Drew Sams, and normally he is pretty reliable, but I don't know where he is, and I miss him, and I am fortunate enough to have a wonderful alternative guest with me, and that is my good friend, Pastor Bryce Zabel, but he is not a pastor, at least not yet. This segment of the Bruce Salin Show is sponsored by the Wright Center for Orthodontics with offices in both Santa Barbara and Camarillo. Their number is 805-68-SMILE. Again, that is 805-68-SMILE. You can also reach them at 805-484-1688 in Camarillo, but their Santa Barbara office is 687-6453. That's 805-687-6453. And be sure to tell them that Bruce Salin sent you. So we have an unusual guest with us in the form of Bryce Zabel. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He is actually in studio with me and drove up all the way from Agoura, and I'm very happy to have him. He's also a friend of mine and my walking partner every Friday, where we climb the hills of Agoura, discuss life and career. He has a new book coming out this week, but we'll talk about more about that in a moment. He was a CNN correspondent turned screenwriter. Bryce Zabel may be best known as the elected chairman and CEO of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. The man was responsible for the post-9/11 Emmy Awards postponements. These days, he has a new book that came out this week called AD, After Disclosure, The People's Guide to Life After Contact. He has created 5 primetime network series, notably NBC's Emmy-winning UFO series Dark Skies, which is being released on DVD in January of next year. He's also created the Fox series Mantis, about the first African-American superhero, and syndicated adaptation of The Crow for TV. He has been an award-winning on-air PBS investigative reporter and adjunct professor at the USC School of Cinematic Arts, and is a member of the Directors Guild of America. In 2008, Bryce received the Writers Guild of America Award for writing the Hallmark miniseries Pandemic. He has written multiple studio feature scripts, received credit on 2 produced films, Atlantis: The Lost Empire and Mortal Kombat: Annihilation. Bryce also wrote and produced sci-fi's first original film, Official Denial, about Majestic 12, contributed the UFO origin for Superman to Lois and Clark, and worked on the development team on the Spielberg-produced abduction miniseries Taken. Bryce's new book, co-written with Richard Dolan, is AD, After Disclosure, and it is simply the first book to chronicle what life would be like after disclosure, that aliens are living among us. The book is out this week. Welcome to the Bruce Salin Show, Bryce. In the few minutes we have, please tell us about your amazing new book.
First of all, if I'd known I was that good, thanks to that great introduction, I'd have probably charged money to come up here. That was fantastic. Thank you very much.
By the way, I could have gone on and on because you are indeed that accomplished, and it's a joy to have you.
As you pointed out, I'm semi-infamous for having canceled the Emmys twice. I could have canceled this show and saved myself some time, too, I guess. That would have been... Listen, thanks for having me. AD is my partner Rich Dolan and I like to say it's there's been 10,000 books that have been written previously about trying to prove that UFOs are real, and this is not one of them. We're not writing a book to try to convince anyone. If you already believe that there's reality to UFOs, then you'll look at this as a piece of speculative nonfiction. And if you are skeptical or remain skeptical, then you can look at it as a great what if. But the subtitle of the book pretty much tells it all, The People's Guide to Life After Contact.
I know that you've gotten considerable notable people to comment on the book and make recommendations. You want to talk about some of those people, including our good friend Stan Lee?
Well, Stan was, as they say in the business, he's the get. Stan's a friend of both of ours, and I gave Stan an early copy of the book and asked him if he would contribute, well, I guess what they call them is blurbs. It almost sounds like pejorative, but it's not. He contributed one of the blurbs to the book, and he was very kind. And so I'm glad to have him. What we tried to do is reach out to a diverse and cross-section of people, because the book is not monochromatic. It is, as I said, not about proving UFOs are real. It's about talking about what is going to happen to the world after the powers that be confirm that they are. What will happen to science, religion, government, religion, media, culture, law, education, politics, the whole nine yards, everything is going to change. And unlike 9/11, when we said everything is going to change, and then it, as the years have gone on, it's tended to ping back to where we were before in most cases, the disclosure that UFOs are an authentic, real phenomenon, and that something physical is flying around in our skies from time to time that isn't supposed to be there and it's not ours, that will be a game changer of pretty major proportions. And it's my partner and I, Rich Dolan, believe it's time for people to start thinking about what that new world's going to look like, because in our opinion, it's coming at us sooner than later.
You've told me many times that this book is highly researched and is not one of these woo-woo-woo-woo-woo Twilight Zone, you know, silly conspiracy theory books. Can you elaborate on that notion?
Sure. One of the first reviews we got was from Open Minds magazine, and Alejandro Rojas basically said about the book that he thought it read like a as if the Rand Corporation had written it, that it was basically a chance to see somebody lay out what the whole new world would look like. And that's that to both Rich and I, we consider that high praise. We were very happy to be able to say that and to write that book. So I think what we've tried to do is just say, if you want to accept it as a what if, this is one heck of a what if, and how will things change, and how will the game change, and that's something that that we go chapter by chapter through in a very, when we call it a speculative piece of nonfiction. If I were to write a book about what would happen if the Great Depression happened again, that would still be a nonfiction book, but it would be speculative nonfiction. That's how we view this book. It's researched. It's researched in the details of simply trying to explain to people what daily life will be like, but also about what the large institutional changes would be. And apropos of your own show, we talk at some length about how it will affect families and children. And we even have a prospective statement from the president when he would make a comment where he refers to the children and speaks directly to them. So,
well, speaking of prominent people like the president, did you not have a very prominent parenting person also contribute something?
He's very prominent. No, actually, you were kind enough to contribute one of the blurbs, and I think nobody does a blurb better than you. I would like to read it, but I don't have it sitting in front of me right now.
Well, that's all right, because that means people have to go out to buy the book to read it.
They will. Wait, I do have it. I'm going to read Bruce Salen's blurb, because nobody blurbs like Bruce. And he wrote, "If the author's scenario happens, the world will be in for a profound shock. Our most effective tool to stay sane will be the family. Parents who read this book will be better prepared to talk to their children than the ones who treat this matter as a joke. Besides, ask your older kids. They already think what Dolan and Zabel are saying is the truth. They'll probably want to talk to you first." That was a great quote. Thank you for contributing that.
You're very welcome. We are out of time already. This has been fascinating. Tell people where they can go to buy
the
book.
Here's the thing. It's at afterdisclosure.com, or you can buy it directly from the publisher at keyholepublishing.com. And if you buy it from the publisher, you not only get a signed copy of the book, but you also get a free copy of the MP3 song, Need to Know, the UFO Disclosure song.
One more time.
Keyholepublishing.com or afterdisclosure.com.
Thank you very much, Bryce. It is time for another break. I want to again thank the Wright Center for Orthodontics for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show. They are the orthodontics office that cares. Call them at 805-68-SMILE and say that Bruce Salen sent you. We will be right back. This is Bruce Salen, A Dad's Point of View.